This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 21st. Lost Sheep Retrieved. Our reading comes from Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him, but we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He then spoke to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. One of the more poignant places where Jesus shows up as the Good Shepherd is when he goes after two despondent, lost sheep on the road to Emmaus. Jesus meets these two followers in their grief and invites them to tell their story, processing their disappointment. Jesus' very presence with them reminds them that they still belong to him and are part of his sheepfold in spite of their doubts and confusion. He literally walks with them in the valley of the shadow of his own death. The Good Shepherd is a pursuer. These sheep are on their own, vulnerable, lost, and in need of their shepherd's care. They are not abandoned to their misconceptions of current events. Jesus seeks them out and tends to them as only he can. This story serves as a comforting reminder to any of us who may be facing doubts or disappointment with God. Maybe we have had to adjust our understanding of how God is working in our lives, or maybe we feel unworthy of the shepherd's care because we have wandered away. This picture of Jesus underscores his love for us and our worth to him as his beloved sheep. In what ways does this story bring you comfort today? Pray with me. When we feel lost and alone, Lord, open our eyes to your very real presence in our lives. Give us glimpses of your presence and work all around us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.